Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Chris.
Happy Monday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here are the assignments from the weekend. From Friday, do your daily practice. Be on the lookout for any subtle messages of self-hate. Use any negative message or experience of feeling bad as a reminder to redirect the attention to what is true about you. Remember, we are practicing being what we are. We're not practicing being what we're not. And for Saturday, do your daily practice. There is a vitality, a life force, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all time, this expression is unique. Martha Graham. Today, put special attention to how this life force in you is uniquely expressed. Record and listen. And on Sunday, do your daily practice. Through our eyes, the universe is perceiving itself. Through our ears, the universe is listening to its harmonies. We are the witness through which the universe becomes conscious of its glory, of its magnificence. Alan Watts. Today, practice being the eyes and ears of the universe, witnessing its, our glory. All right. Let's hear from our first caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday from Victoria, BC, Canada. I'm happily practicing my daily practice and then having all the glorious other things fall into my lap from life. So my daily practice is I've set up an area where I can not only do my meditation, but I can do the workshops that are offered or reflective listening. I can do yoga and things like that. So anything practice related. And it's actually in the same room, but I've created it so that the sun isn't beaming in and it feels like the coziest cubby and the most sacred place in the whole wide world.
Excellent. And I project, perhaps accurately, that you're really enjoying it.
I'm so happy. Yeah.
I had a sense of that.
Yeah. And then Chris just read all of those things, and I'm thinking like, oh, yes, yeah, uh-huh, as he's saying it. Now I'm thinking like, oh, what was it? I don't know what to say. Just that I'm practicing. I'm here. I'm diligent. I love everything that's offered, and I keep saying just yes and doing the best I can. And I think the best thing about the participation for me is that I got to see a heck of a lot of ego standards about what participation means. So that I would be participating, but it would be, ego would be sliding in things that how it would have to look.
Well, and all of those to make sure that you didn't actually participate. So the difference in the wholehearted nature of it at this point, where those standards are not running the show, and what happens to us when ego is imposing those standards and we've got a good deal of our attention on ego and its standards and whether or not being in that conversation about whether or not I'm meeting the standards and what, that falls away. Now you really get to participate because that's all that's going on is participation.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
Attention isn't divided.
Yeah,
the other ego is talking about participation, but we're just participating with it. That's not the participation we're talking about, right? The one you're having now is the one we're talking about.
Right. And can I just mention about There was something last month, and, you know, I now no longer remember whether it was on the year-long retreat or if it was one of the workshops. You know, I think it was a workshop where we made a recording about doing something that we had maybe a little resistance to or something. We made the recording mm-hmm. while we were doing the thing, and mm-hmm. then we played it while we did the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that encouragement mm-hmm. was incredible. And, you know, correct me if I'm on the wrong way of looking at this, but I've been able to use it with other things. Now, the first thing I used it with, it took less than a week. It took some days, and I no longer needed to listen to the recording to do the thing. It just became the thing I do.
Resistance wasn't there.
Yeah. And so I just picked that up with a lot of different things. And it seems to me like that recording that I can make for whatever it is that my heart wants to do or, you know, the body needs or whatever it is.
Life is calling.
Life is calling, and I can do that recording.
That's right.
For a little while. And then it's like training wheels that I need
that's
anymore.
Right. And then what you're doing is eliminating that conversation with ego about how you are and how you need to do it and what it means and you're eliminating that conversation so that you can just participate wholeheartedly with whatever that activity is. That's right.
Right.
That's very good. All right.
And there's always
Thank
more.
Thank you very much. There is the abundance. People are so wound up about abundance. Well, get here. Right? This is where abundance is.
It is.
You leave here and seek abundance. It's never going to work. Yeah. All right.
I want to throw in how much I love to be read to. So when Jen read the story of that is now in Cantaloupe, you know, it's a story about Cantaloupe, but it's a story for all of us. I just thought, I mean, I was totally receiving. I was just, that whole thing is just such an expression of life offering.
Yes. Yeah.
So, gosh, yeah. Show.
Good. So anybody who missed that can go to the website and find that little story that, as you say, is about Cantaloupe and for Cantaloupe, but really is for all of us.
And right. I think she read it on Open Air Good News too. So that was lovely to hear it read.
Yeah, last week. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
Thank
right.
You.
Thank you.
Thank
okay,
you. Bye
bye.
Thank you, Janice. And Sherry, it's really appreciating the way that you framed that participation is really the default position, right? As soon as we eliminate,
yes.
the more and more of those conversations we can eliminate, then participation just is there. There's no striving.
Yes.
There's no, yeah.
It's a synonym for living. And and as we point out often in practice, almost nobody gets to live. People are told they're living, but in the way we were looking at it with Janice, you can see that if what we're doing is being in a conversation with egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate, all the attention on that and the conversation about how am I doing and am I meeting ego standards, that's not living.
No.
Ego's living,
yeah.
But the human being isn't.
Yeah, that's surviving, ego surviving, right? And it does have that feel like I have a life in there somewhere, but when we really step back from it, it's clear that it's ego's life. That
ego has a life.
Ego.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, precisely.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
All right, let's hear from our next caller. Next caller, you're now live in the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Jan in the Bay Area.
Well, hello, Jan.
Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. I just feel...
Talk about practice. Abundance.
Oh, really? Where do you begin? But my practice has been to do the interview with anything, something, at least once a day. And I have to say, the Alan Watts quote, that has brought me closer to that experience than anything I think I've ever done. And it can be anything. Mm. It's been anything from my wedding ring to a story or an article that I just loved. Interviewing, it can be anything. Mm-hmm. And what it's revealed is an intimacy with life that I just haven't, not that I haven't experienced it, but I know that there's, the abundance doesn't end. It's like, it just grows. And that's what I've experienced in just doing that, in participating. Yes. It's a participation with the intimacy and the, what, I don't know a better word to use, with life.
That's, right. Well, yeah. we can follow on the conversation with Janice, right? Because what's happening in that is that there is no attention left over to maintain egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate. You are just completely there with that which animates all. And there isn't anything more intimate because it's oneness.
Yes, that is, and you know, I've always struggled with that a little bit. I mean, oneness, not that I hadn't experienced it, but you know, not as
it
much as I was.
Look like it. It doesn't look like that, does it? It doesn't seem like it's oneness.
Yeah. Right. I mean, maybe it's just the word.
There's a lot of evidence of separation, right? Of individuality. Of
yeah. So anyway, I just there isn't a whole lot more to say. Just that practice.
And this is what I want to say. Okay, so we're finishing up the email class. I have today and tomorrow. And then, no, I'll be fine. But people are going to go on about their lives, right? And what is so abundantly clear in doing something like that is what happens to people when they practice and what happens to people when they don't. Okay? Mm. And we all know how people get talked out of practice because we get talked out of practice all the time. So it's not a mystery. Right? It's just seeing the difference. And with both you and Janice so far this morning, the testimonial is when I do the practice, my life transforms into what I always suspected it could be. And now I am living that reality. Yeah? Now, it doesn't mean we don't get pulled off or get bamboozled. We're not talking about that. But what you know is it's continuing to practice that is making that available to you because you're making yourself available to what animates you.
Yes, and what was dropping in as you said that, Sherry, is just being so grateful for the willingness to do the practice. How big that is.
And there's no condemnation of anybody who can't do that because
because we've all experienced
it. It is no personal credit. Yeah.
No, not at all. And that's why the gratitude's there. It's just, well, how did I get to be so lucky? But
that's right.
Oh, there was one other thing that dropped in when you were saying that. Oh, just in getting pulled off. I think, I don't know, I'm still looking at, well, obviously looking at this, but when I get pulled off, it's so stark. It's so obvious.
Yes.
And then it just stops me. And then there, I think it's because I know what's possible even more so than ever before. I mean, and the goodness is that that's not what I want. Okay. What do I need? It's not, what do I need to do? I need to stop right now and just look what is going on
here. That's right. That's exactly right. Since we're on this topic, I'll go quickly if I can. But what this process is that we're engaged in is cleaning up all of the karma for kalpas. That's what we're doing. Now, obviously, a lot of it has already been cleaned up because here we are, and we don't know why we're so lucky. Well, I can only guess a lot of folks, struggled and suffered and found willingness to get through a lot of this stuff. It's my image, you know. We are born, and it's like moving into this giant, giant house. And the parts of it that we're born into haven't been cleaned ever, okay? But lots of it has been cleaned. So then this is our part to clean, right? And as we recognize that, then having something else to clean isn't a mistake, right? It's the opportunity. And every time we clean something up, there's that feeling of, yes, it's the it's the participation, and it's that completion, right?
Oh, that's a wonderful description.
That's the excitement, yeah?
Yeah.
And that's what has us looking around for, okay, what else? What else am I going to stumble over if I don't take care of it?
That's just what I went to, Sherry, right when you, just before you said that. Yeah.
And Jan.
And bring it on. Bring it on. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Well, thank you so much. My goodness.
You are so welcome. Thank you. Go happy, huh?
Yeah. Thanks, Chris. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jan. And Sherry, just really appreciating that description of practice. And I know in my own experience, there is that sense of practicing and then having it all, kind of living the life that I want to be living, and then have ego come in and take credit for that in some way. And then there's that place that I'm no longer practicing, and I can't figure out why it's not working anymore, right? And it seems to me that that transcendence that you're talking about, when I start to attribute my well-being to practice rather than anything else, then all of that experience is totally available to me, and cleaning becomes a real joy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so funny because not that ego isn't a hateful, on occasion, evil force, but it's also kind of like a little child, in that, that attempt to take credit for what is so beyond it, right? When you're a little kid, you try that, and you might get away with it, right? And now we're in a position, blessedly, where we can see that and just realize it's absurd.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what keeps it from getting to evil.
Otherwise, it would go right there, wouldn't it?
That's right. That's right.
For sure.
Would. We know that. We know that. It'll torture and make us miserable until we recognize it for what it is. And as soon as we do, it has no more power.
Yeah. Exactly so. And that really is the place where we get it. It's not required to give it any attention. It's fine for it to be doing whatever it's doing, but it just doesn't require any attention whatsoever. So
that's right. And the messes that it can now make are small enough that they're kind of the equivalent of dusting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just kind of handy little reminders every now and then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't forget to sweep.
That's right. Right, let's hear from our next caller. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
This is Laura in Berkeley.
Hello, Laura.
Hello.
What you seeing?
It's funny. I was hearing this little prompt, like, because I was outside and there was, like, construction going on, and I just had this feeling, I should go inside. Life's prompting, perhaps.
Life's prompting. Perhaps you're going to be unmuted in just a, unmuted.
Let's see. Well, I have been looking at, at one point, looking at participation, I just had this real felt like, and looking at like what I would want, like I just had this real felt sense of like fluidity, like that's what it felt like, the place of like participating but not, because I've been looking at like participation as a should, because that's kind of where conditioning gets me, like locked in and, you know, versus that life participation, just like, yeah, like that was the word that at least just, it was like fluidity, like, I've been,
well,
I think the drug
and Laura, with that fluidity, there's a sense of effortlessness. Is that?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't need to decide, and I don't need to know, and I don't need to.
That's right. There's a prompt to go inside, out of the noise. You do it. Easy schmeasy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Things just take care of themselves somehow.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, so I've been, all right, conditioning has been having opinions about this, but the thing that drove me, I've been dancing. So, just sort of like.
As an awareness practice?
You're right, yeah. Just like, after the radio show, just like sort of with fluidity in mind, because I think that like brings up, because that was sort of what came up with, about what I was sort of like dancing in the fluidity of all of it. That, it feels like a dancing. So that's what I have been doing.
Excellent. Those seem like very, and there's no should. It's not like you should dance, right?
No.
It's not that you have to dance, that you dancing will make you a better person. That in fact, ego will never agree with that. So, so there we go. Although I did just have this little fantasy that one day you may actually be able to go out dancing, and then you'll be a much better dancer for all this practice.
That's right.
Could happen. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Good.
That's good. And it's another one of it. I mean, both of those, coming in from outside when there's the prompt, dancing when there's a prompt, recognizing it. Life is easy when we follow life's prompts. It's only hard when we're listening to that voice in the head and doing what it says or feeling the way it tells us we should feel. Those are the killer places.
Yeah. And I'm realizing I hadn't seen it quite so clearly until now, but that's sort of been the complaint from conditioning of like, this is too easy, this training that you
know. That's right. That's right, it is. Yeah, yeah. I can't be that simple. Yeah, yeah, actually it is. Ego.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Go happy. Chris, are you talking? Because we can't hear you.
Thank you, Sherry. I was indeed talking away. thanks, Laura. was one
That's
of
one of my
that.
Favorites. I do. And then you wonder, why isn't anybody, you know, it's so quiet.
There's no response whatsoever.
There's no. Why isn't anybody responding to me?
Yeah. All right. Well, let me, with that, I'll bring on the next caller.
All right.
Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Monica.
Well, hello, Monica. What are you seeing?
Well, I just really enjoying the conversation today, and I really enjoyed hearing the three assignments together like that.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah.
Yeah, it really was.
That's a recording. And, right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll all get off of right. this and just record that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I've been looking at participation and how, I don't know, since the shelter in place, I just feel like things are different. And
thank you. What, really Monica? I missed that word.
Different. You know, just everything feels so different. And and what I realized on the call is that a lot of the conversation has been about, like, I think my practice is different, and there's been a lot of conversation about how I'm not meeting the standard and how that difference means this, that, et cetera, the usual. But I just really, what I kind of came through this month is that I am participating, and I didn't realize, I think, until the call, just how much conversation there was going on about whether I am or not. And one thing that was said on the call last week was about practicing being me, whoever you were talking to. And I just really, I don't know, that really helped and just, that's all I'm doing. I'm practicing being me. I'm practicing that. I guess I wanted to say that. Lastly, I'll just say, if I'm not in the conversation about whether or not I'm practicing. And it's very compelling around practice, and especially when things shift and things maybe are a little different, to make that, get it back into that conversation and keep me from participating.
That's so helpful, Monica, because the way you just put that together, it's clear what ego is trying to do, how it accomplishes what it accomplishes with people. Because if it weren't there demanding your attention, trying to drag you into that conversation, and for most of us, you know, it causes us to be nervous or afraid or anxious. You know, what if you make a mistake? What if you do the wrong thing? What if you're not paying attention and something awful happens, right? So, I don't know about you, but there, I've just revealed a lot of the conditioning that I have struggled with over time. Yeah, and so when that's not going on, the alternative to that, in your case, is being Monica.
Yeah.
That's all that's there.
Yeah.
It's not, there's no effort to be a better Monica or figure out what's wrong with Monica so that we can do something about her. There's just her being, which I suspect is what life has in mind.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just feel emotional hearing that, like reflecting, because it's just, that's really what it's been of just like, rejecting other people or other things because it, whatever I feel or believe that I am not the right person, the way out is to reject something or someone or.
Yeah.
And that just kind of brings the karma. But really, that's all I've been seeking my whole life is just permission to just be Monica. like that.
Exactly. Yes. And the secret to that, which, the secret to that is to simply accept everything in Monica's world exactly as it is. She can feel the way she feels. She can think the things she thinks. And what happens when that happens is that we see it, right? We see what is that system trying to pull us out of the moment, trying to get us in that conversation, trying to, we see that because we're accepting everything. So when we accept everything, we can see everything. And because what sees is awareness, then we are aware of everything. And that's the open road to freedom.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So nice to be on the call. It's been a while and appreciate.
Lovely to have you.
Yeah. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Keep being Monica, okay?
Yeah. That's my practice.
And I mean, I hope for everybody listening to this conversation, you know, to just say that to themselves, you know, that really is what the world needs. Not another conversation with ego about what's wrong with me and what's wrong with you and what's wrong with the world and what needs to be fixed and what needs to be different.
Yeah, and that reminds me of just like a deepening understanding of that really is what the world needs. Like,
yes, because it's a synonym for unconditional love.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you for that shift in perspective. I really enjoyed. That's really been great to hear that you said to someone else, which maybe you don't remember. But all right, bye.
Bye. Go happy.
Go happy.
Thank you, Monica. And Sherry, that was an inspiring conversation. And looking at that notion of the that conclusion that things are different, and kind of coming up with this idea, the only thing different is that the content's different, so conditioned mind has different conversations it wants to have with us, which makes things seem different, but like we typically say, they're really not. That unique expression that I am hasn't changed in that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. What you're pointing to is the process is exactly the same, right? Now we're talking about staying home instead of going out.
That's right.
Everything else is exactly the same.
We're still being worked into that place of dissatisfaction. So, you know.
Yes, and something wrong, and there's not enough, and it's so big to see, isn't it? And Jan was it Jan? Oh shoot, no, I don't know. Anyway, the Janice, I can't remember that conversation 15 seconds after it happens, and that's just it. That's exactly it, which is why we want to always get to the same answer. I don't know. It's fine. Yes, please. Thank you. I love you. There. No matter what is going on or what that voice is saying to us, we know the answer.
Yeah. 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 Very cool.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Oh, yeah, you bet. That brings us to the end of this show. And here is our assignment for today. Do your daily practice. I think the most important question facing humanity is the universe a friendly place? This is the first and most basic question all people must answer for themselves. Albert Einstein. Mm. Today, pay special attention to how you're guided and supported by a friendly life.
Yeah, gorgeous. This is a good series of quotes, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you again. Yes, exactly. Thank you again, Chris.
You
appreciate
it.
Thank you, everybody.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.